What are you all right?
Oh, I'm just peachy keen. Mm-hmm. This is what I would say to you, Sean. If the Mets woke up the Astros, good. Because they're going to be the Yankees' final boss.
Oh, you made this about the Yankees.
So I'm glad we... Well, you made it about the Mets. So I'm glad we lit a fire.
We haven't done the Yankees yet. The Yankees are awake. All is good again.
Two-team town. They lit a fire. That would be your final boss. Sean, this is clearly you being part of the No Fun Police. Mm. The Mets are having a lot of fun, and you, as a jealous, you know, Yankee fan, corporate Yankees...
Jealous.
They're not having any fun. You're seeing all this fun at Citi Field, and you are being the No Fun Police because you're saying there's too much fun going on at Citi Field.
I got to tell you, there is something to that, and we'll get to it deeper here.
Excuse me?
Hold on. It's not just about the fun. It's not just about the fun. It's about like the passion. Like let's think about what turned the season around for the Mets. The Mets were scuffling, and then they had the throw with the glove throw in Los Angeles, and it was like, oh, what the heck is going on? Team meeting. Now, I think we could kind of assume what went on in that team meeting. But when we had Mindy on at the Subway Series, he told us what went on. They were MFing one another. They were cussing, screaming, yelling, basically holding each other accountable. That is an emotional moment, right?
Yeah.
And so we saw what's happened. Lindor starts hitting, Nemo starts hitting, J.D. Martinez using it as a catalyst, Pete Alonso is doing Pete Alonso. Like, things just got better. Edwin Diaz comes back. Obviously, Alvarez comes back. And all of a sudden, there's this emotion around this team that that wasn't there before.
True.
And so it was because they got emotional. Now, the Yankees, look, were they out kicking their coverage a little bit? Sure. Right? Were they playing above themselves? Sure. But when they hit their little wall, they couldn't get out of it. They were too good a team to not be able to get out
of it. And it felt hopeless for a while.
And it felt hopeless. And you know why they couldn't get out of it, I think? It's because they don't get emotional. They're buttoned up. Like they're we're going to do things the right way. We're going to, you know, say things the right way. We're not going to let emotion take hold of us until it does. And when did it? Marcus Stroman on Friday night screaming at Gleyber Torres for slowly trying to turn that
throw
double play. Throw the bleeping ball. By the way, I thought he was actually kind of on time. Maybe he just kind of didn't get a clean grasp, and so it came out. Like a tad bit slow.
I'm trusting Stro. His eyes were closer than mine.
I would agree. I mean, I want to trust Stro, but looking at it, I didn't see it. Regardless, there was like real emotion. And he was screaming at Gleyber. He starts screaming at him in the dugout. Aaron Judge has to come over and talk to Stroman. And he's not even telling him, by the way, which we subsequently found out, that stop screaming at Gleyber Torres, you know, calm yourself down. He basically went over there and said, I wish I would have played that ball earlier in that inning better.
Yes.
So he took personal responsibility.
Good
captain. He put him on himself. This is great captaining. Forget good. That is outstanding captaining. So put it on yourself as opposed to drawing attention to whatever this circumstance is causing this strife in the huddle or in the dugout. And so they took that energy and then they turned it around. Gleyber Torres is now hottest can be.
Red hot.
Right?
Hottest hitter in baseball this weekend.
Despite being out with a hand injury, decides to play.
Yep.
Saying, Boonie, sorry, dude. That's not an option.
Willis Reed who?
Right. I am playing today. And they got to win. So, like, emotion serves a purpose in sports. It just does. Like, we as fans have it all the time. Right? To think that the athlete on the field is supposed to be and play emotionless, you're bound to lose. Like, you're creating a losing environment and situation. The Mets have had it for a month now. Why would you ever shoot that down? Because the Yankees didn't, and they found it, and it got them a big win.
This is where I hold on you.
Yes.
Hold on, Teak. Hold on, Tommy. The idea that the Yankees, because they don't have a song that was written by a player.
No, it's not the song. It's just, it's an emotional reaction.
When they're barking like dogs, calling each other dogs, when they're doing the post game where they dress like Italian mafiosos in the suits, they're having their fun, but just not in an obnoxious, offensive way to other teams.
Okay, it's not obnoxious or offensive.
Well, clearly it was when you're having a post game concert with a player after you win a game in June and fireworks are going off as if it's a ticker tape parade.
It is still entertainment. It is still a vehicle for the fans to love this team even more.
And if I was a Met fan in the stands Friday night, I would have loved and gobbled it up too. But what I'm telling you is, You don't understand the other side of it then.
I do. And I don't think that's why they lost to the Houston Astros and lost this series.
Maybe not why, but at least it put the Astros and now their future opponents on alert. We're tired of this team dancing like a 500 team when they're pretending to be like the biggest, you know, chest bumping team in baseball.
Yeah, but they've been the best team in baseball in June.
Not the last 2 days they have.
It's July now.
Tom.
The Mets have turned their season around. They are having fun. And my message to Sean.
Last 2 days were fun.
All the other members of the No Fun Police, led by the power of positivity from Positive Tommy, a generational talent. We have the Rally Pimp. We have Grimace. We have OMG. We have Loogie. And I have discovered the final piece.
I love how he included himself.
The Hocktoa girl! She's the final piece! The female Loogie! She is the missing piece!
What does she have to do with the Mets? She was at a concert.
We got enough gimmicks. Get her up here.
By the way, don't think she won't be. If the Mets have her come up and throw up a first pitch, wouldn't shock me at all. Also, can you just have a conversation? Why does everything have to be like a presidential address?
Because we're having fun up here. The Mets are having fun, Tiki, and the Yankees aren't. The Mets are the fun team.
It's fun being a game on the 500.
We're having concerts.
That's fun.
They have been the best team in baseball over the last month.
Oh,
you
want
to highlight the last 2 days, you know, your final boss, the Astros, the team you're going to have to face in October.
Paulie, I need you
in here.
And
you wish you were having fun.
Paulie, I need you to help slide the A-Rod Day banner over. We need to hang a banner. It says 2024 Mets, best team in baseball for a month.
Yes.
Because apparently that's what we're celebrating.
Led by Loogie and Hocktoe girl.
Hocktoe! And next to the banner, the picture of Loogie and the female Loogie, the Hocktoe girl at the Mets parade.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
I am so confused how he continues to make everything about himself.
And the Hocktoe girl.